Hi, welcome to another edition of the Malware Report. I'm here again with Stephen Cobb of ESET. Welcome, Stephen.
Good to be here, Brian.
So, Stephen, we're continuing our discussion about healthcare security. In our previous episode, we really talked about what were some of the drivers and what was moving into the forefront. Today, we're going to really talk about what's happening and where the breaches are. There's some data out and of hospitals that were surveyed. It turns out that virtually all of them, 98%, have experienced a breach at least once in the past 2 years, which is a real staggering number. So what is happening? Let's talk about what some of those breaches are and what are the popular areas for security missteps.
Well, it's interesting, Brian. In that study from the Poneman Institute, the primary cause of breaches was actually lost or stolen computing devices. And in the previous episode, as you recall, we talked about this proliferation of devices. And by devices, we mean everything from a desktop computer to a laptop to an iPhone or a tablet out there. And this is where, statistically, most of those patient records being exposed occur. It is through either the loss or theft of those devices. And a lot of times, to be honest, that's due to employee carelessness. One has the feeling sometimes that within the healthcare industry, these are good, well-intentioned people who are very focused on caring for humans, not so much focused on caring for the data and the devices. In fact, the second biggest category of exposure of records is just from errors and mistakes that have been made by the people using the devices that are handling the records.
So, Stephen, it turns out that there's another, you know, kind of oldie but goodie here as well, and that's passwords. Can we talk about that a bit?
Yes. Unfortunately, if you look at security breaches in general, in fact, about 75% of them in the latest Verizon study were due to weak or stolen passwords. And this is actually historically a consistent trend that we talk about people hacking into systems, and you tend to think of these really clever guys figuring out, you know, complex ways of getting into systems. But a lot of hacking into systems is really just guessing the password, stealing the password, finding a password that has been used one place and trying it somewhere else. And again, this indicates that we need more cybersecurity hygiene within the healthcare industry. People need to be, you know, better educated about how to password protect things. And of course, we need stronger authentication than just passwords with a lot of these sensitive systems.
So, Stephen, in healthcare, it's one of the most complicated ecosystems of care, with doctors and specialists and labs and a lot of third-party providers who handle a lot of data. And it turns out that that is a real trouble spot in this industry, no?
Yes. I mean, in fact, in the Poneman study, that was almost as bad as errors by employees. Third-party snafus. That is, your clinic or your hospital, you're doing it right, but you've got an outside contractor who's archiving your data for you. And, you know, they leave a tape in the back of a car or you know, a disk or a smart card with 2 years of data on it lying around. It gets stolen. One of the things that's happened in the last few years is that the rules and regulations have been tightened up on this stuff. So third parties is a very broad term now in the healthcare data industry. And all of the parties that handle this are now subject to fines if they mishandle it and produce, you know, an exposure of patient records.
So in addition to all these core problems, there's actually kind of a really staggering, and I don't want to necessarily use frightening, but clearly a pattern of something that is emerging that shows that healthcare as an industry is being targeted by the professionals. Can you talk about that a little bit?
The latest Poneman report showed a big increase, a very big increase in the amount of data breaches caused by criminal attacks. And I think it's important for people to realize that this is not necessarily the fact that criminals are looking for medical data, but they see medical systems as containing a lot of very valuable data that can be sold on the black market and exploited. And you have to realize that there are people who make their money stealing data, then reselling it. You know, they don't really know what they're going to do with it, but they know that somebody will use it if they can steal it. It could be your name, address, and social security number that's then used for tax fraud, or your credit card for your billing. You know, that could be, you may just go in there and give your card for a $15 copay. That might get stolen and used for, you know, a $500 gift card at Walmart. purchased with a fake debit card made up in your name.
Stephen, thanks for joining us in this ongoing discussion about healthcare security.
You're welcome, Brian.
Listeners, don't forget to go to welivesecurity.com for all kinds of great resources on security and, in particular, healthcare security. You've been listening to the Malware Report, and we'll talk to you next week.